Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you that made it out today, especially on this holiday weekend. I know a few of our families are gone this weekend, but we are so glad that you're here, and we want to welcome all of you. We want to welcome those that may be tuning in later this week online and listening to the service. And so a little bit later on, we're going to be talking in the second message on Full of Joy, and what God does for us. And I had made the point there that a lot of things that make us happy doesn't last forever. And so we are glad that you're here. So let's begin. Let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Nope. That's not right. That's the wrong one. Hold on a minute here. I guess we're singing a cappella again. Glory be to the Father. Oh, got it. There we go. I can compose myself here for a moment. While we were singing that, you probably couldn't see, but I was trying to hold back from laughing the whole time. And let's join together for our call to worship. Holy One, praises rise in our hearts like spring flowers. Loving Christ, our hearts bow in thanks. Spirit of grace, we shine with your beauty.
We live by your grace each day.
Let us worship and give thanks to God. Let's do that this morning, and we're going to sing that hymn, one of my favorites, God of our Father, 611 there, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the sky. Rise.
Thy love divine has led us in the path. In this free land, by thee our lot is cast. Be thou a ruler, guardian, guide, and save. Thy word our law, thy path our chosen way. Refresh thy people on their toilsome way. Lead us from night to never-ending day. Fill all our lives with love and grace divine.
Let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Gracious God, you promised to be with us always, and your Spirit lives within and among us. We open our hearts to the joy of your presence, listening for your voice as you lead us by your grace. Come and fill us, O Spirit of love. Amen. And you may be seated, and if you want to use the hymn book, you can turn to 519 as we sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And we're going to be singing the, I think it's three or four verses there with that one.
Sun, moon, and stars in their
That's it. She only did two verses. All right. Well, we're going to invite our kids to come forward this morning then. How's everybody doing this morning? Wow, just three of us. Okay, I have a question for you. What is one of your favorite pieces of candy? What do you think? Do you have a favorite piece of candy? What is it? What do you think? Which one is it?
Butterscotch
dum-dums, okay. Are they the ones that are the butterscotch things in the wrapper, or am I not thinking of the right one? What? Got it. Do you have one? Are you not allowed to have one? Sometimes. I had a favorite candy bar that I never knew anything about until I was probably about your age, and I went to the Botkins pool, and I started going there when I was about your age, and then up through, gosh, almost high school. But they had, and I know all the adults are going to know this, they had a zero bar, candy bar, which I had never heard of before. And I got to try it at the pool. Guess what I bought every time I went to the pool? Yes, a zero candy bar. And you know where you can get them this very day? I haven't seen them in years until this store downtown opened up. It's Grandpa's.
Grandpa Joe's,
yes. And I was like, zero bars! So I grabbed one. And I bought one. And I ate it as soon as I got out. What? King-size candy bars? You know what, though? So what you guys call king-size candy bars, when I was young, those were regular-size candy bars. And we knew every house in Kettlersville for trick-or-treat to go to where they gave you the regular size. Now all these little ones are kind of the normal ones, and then if it's bigger, they call it king size. But when I was little, those were regular size ones. And we always knew the best places to go. Yeah. The reason I ask you, okay, so did you ever have a piece of candy, or maybe even gum, that just lasted for a long time? Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
What was the name of that candy that was supposed to last forever? Any adults remember? Gobstopper. And you know what? I didn't know this. I thought that was just something they made up in the movie, but there really was a gobstopper in the United States that kids had. And I was reading this week about somebody that had one of those, and they said, well, it didn't really last forever, but they said it was the longest lasting piece of candy that they'd ever put in their mouth. And the reason I'm sharing that is because sometimes things really don't last forever, do they? Yeah, they really don't. But there's one thing that does last forever. And that's God's love and joy and peace for us that we can have. And we talked a little bit about God's love last week. And this week, we find out that when we come to church and worship, when you're downstairs with your friends and you're working on a lesson and you're listening and you're growing in your faith, and you're coloring and maybe making some kind of craft. Sometimes you do. I've seen some pretty cool ones you guys have come upstairs with afterwards. All those things are about God's love, God's peace, and God's joy in our lives. And that's something we can have forever, even beyond this life, when we're with God forever. And that's a beautiful thing. And I think it's this one. Yeah, right here. In your presence, who's your? God's presence. In God's presence, there is fullness of joy. Do you like the laugh? Do you like that candy that lasted a long time, even though you wish it would have lasted longer? Yeah, sometimes I eat those things too fast, and then it doesn't last very long, does it? But God's joy, that's something that we can always have. And here's the odd part. Now, I want you to catch hold of this. Even sometimes when we're having a sad day and feeling sad, God's joy is still with us. And we have to remember and say, you know what? I'm feeling kind of sad right now, and I feel like I want to cry. But you know what? God's joy is with me. And that's a good thing to remember, because God loves us very much. All right. You guys can head on downstairs this morning. And while they're heading down, we are going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And you'll have a chance to share some of your joys and concerns. And then before we pray this morning, just to give you a little, and if you've been here on Memorial Day weekend before, you know what I'm going to tell you, is we're going to have a moment of silence once we're done playing through and you guys pray quietly in your seats. We're going to stop and we're going to have a little bit of a moment of silence to remember those that gave their lives for our nation, and which we are very grateful for, and then I will then close out prayer. So, joys or concerns this morning, you can share somebody this morning. All right.
My daughter Annette will be having surgery on Wednesday.
Okay, Annette, right?
Annette.
Okay. All right. We want to remember Annette in our prayers. Somebody else, several hands, yeah?
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken and a couple other, yeah.
A joy, I asked for prayer for Louise, a friend of ours in Kentucky. She was dying last week. She's home with her husband this now, and she's doing fine.
Really? She went from dying to doing fine. Wow. Well, something happened there. I don't know what all happened, but we're grateful, thankful. Somebody else. Yes.
I have several unspoken, please.
Okay. Yeah. Unspokens this morning. Yeah.
Lindsay's having trouble with bug bites. She's very allergic to whatever bite her. She's having a lot of trouble. She's been to the ER a couple times and pretty strong antibiotic.
Okay. We want to remember that. See. All right. Yep. I know. I was talking to Doug before the service, and I said, I don't know if you guys can quite get in yet the fields with the rain we have. And then they're talking about, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, 70% chance of rain. So maybe it'll miss us so they can finish up. Somebody else. Yes. Okay. Spoken. Someone else. Yes. Ooh, that was a big boy. Okay. Yes, I saw that on Facebook. She had shared, and I was, yeah, yeah. So, somebody else, joys or concerns this morning? Yes.
The guy that we prayed for last week that had open heart surgery, he did get home. He's in a lot of pain, but he's doing good.
Yes, I remember my dad holding on to that teddy bear for a week or longer after open heart surgery. I don't know if he got that or not, but I know my dad had a teddy bear and they would hold it when they either had to sneeze or cough or anything because of the your chest would hurt so bad. And yeah.
Oh,
that. That's a blessing there. Yeah. Yes, that is a blessing. I'm not familiar with that. So, wow. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? All right. And then we want to remember there's several on our prayer list there. Carla, she was hoping to be here this morning, but the physical therapist gave her a workout over a day or two there, and Brad told me she woke up and she was really hurting and sore, and it sounded like they didn't have any more of the pain meds, and I'm like, yeah. So anyways, hopefully we'll get to see her maybe next Sunday. Ryan, which is Dex's friend, that had cancer. And yeah, and I'll be moving him over to the monthly here next time. Susie is Jody's cousin that has had fallen again and has moved into the nursing home or assisted living. And they're for rehab, but they're just not quite sure that she's going to come back because it's getting harder for Ken to take care of her. So appreciate your prayers. Greg, with some of the health issues that he had with that, gosh, kind of serious there for a little while when he was over at OSU, and we want to continue remembering him. And then for Jackie, as she's battling some of the cognitive issues there. Yes. Was the loss of somebody? What was that? Cole what?
Cobalt.
Cobalt. Okay.
John. He was just 67, going through baseball one
that. Okay. So we want to remember that family in our prayers with the loss of those others. Anybody else? Oh, multiple ones going. Okay, let's start over here and we'll go back. Yes, I got Georgia down. Thank you, though. Like at least mention it. She's finally getting in for her test. I told her this morning, I was like, man, it was like delayed a month. And but she's going to be going in for some tests this week. And appreciate your prayers for her. Cindy, I think you had your...
Yeah, my brother's having surgery this week just for
team stuff. Oh, and what's his first name?
Mike.
Mike, okay. We want to remember Mike that's having surgery this week. And... yep, and I think...
Brother-in-law Kurt, he had double hip replacement.
Ooh.
And he's doing very well. It's like an in and out. And he's home, but...
That's hard. Just the recovery, yeah, especially when you don't have one good one to help you, yeah.
Yeah, he's using a walker, but...
Yep. Definitely, we'll keep him in our prayers as he is probably... healing and recovery and going to be going through physical therapy, which is always painful. But yes. Anybody else? Want to miss anybody this morning? All right. Well, I'll have David there play some music for us and give you a chance to pray. And then when that's done, we'll have the continue on with a moment of silence as we remember, and then I'll come and close us out. Our gracious God, we're thankful for your love, for your goodness, and all that you do for our lives. On this Memorial Day weekend, we're thankful for those who gave their lives for our freedoms. And we're thankful that we are able to worship in this place freely. And we're thankful for all of the blessings we have as a nation, as a community, as a church, as families. And so we remember today some of our very own here from this church that gave their lives. And we're grateful today. Lord, we're also lifting up those that have been mentioned today, those that are in need of your healing, strength, grace, protection, guidance in surgery, Lord, recovery. God, we just lift up each one of them. We pray for Annette today. We pray for Georgia. We pray for Lindsay today. We pray for Carla and Greg and Jackie and Ryan and Susie. We pray for Kurt and Mike. God, we lift up each one of these that's been mentioned. You heard their names voiced earlier, and you heard our own prayers during that few moments. And so today we just join together again and ask for your touch for each one of these, guidance during surgery, for healing and recovery. Those that are facing tests, Lord, may you bring a good report, or if there's something not working right, that there will be discovered and be able to be taken care of. Lord, we also lift up the Cobalt family with the loss of this loved one. God, we pray for your grace, your comfort, and your strength today. We also pray for the three unspoken and maybe others that are here today that could not be mentioned. God, we know that you know each of those needs, and we ask that you would minister and touch as only you can do. Lord, we lift up our farmers, God, and Lord, we just pray for your continued strength for them. I know they're wanting to get back into the fields and finish the planting season, and we're thankful for the rains that we've received, but Lord, we ask that there would be some time that they will be able to get back into the fields and continue what they need to do during this sowing season, God, and we're grateful for all of that. We're thankful for your presence with us. We're thankful that we can gather together today and hear your word and let it encourage our hearts and strengthen us as we're reminded once again of the joy that you provide for us. And help us to remember that that joy is part of our lives when we're facing the difficulties of life. And we're grateful and thankful that in your presence there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so we thank you for the wonder and the mystery of your presence that is with us and in us and even beyond us. As we ask all of these things today in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we want to say thank you again for your faithfulness and how that supports the work of the church here and our ministry that goes forth and into our community and our missions work and all of that. So as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Join together there in our bulletin for our prayer of dedication. Receive our praise, O God, through this offering. Bless the gifts we bring that they may touch our church and the world with your love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from two psalm passages today, Psalm 16 and Psalm 30. And the first one is Psalm 16, verses 7 through 11. And then we'll be looking at Psalm 30, verses 4 through 5 and 11 and 12. So you can follow along there. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also, my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol or let your faithful ones see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And then from Psalm 30, sing praises to the Lord, O you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. During a baseball game, the coach asked one of his young players, "Do you understand what cooperation is? What a team is?" The boy nodded. "Do you understand what it means whether we win together as a team?" And the boy nodded again. So the coach continued, "When a strike is called or you're out at first, you don't argue or curse or attack the umpire. Do you understand that?" "Yeah," said the boy. He said, "Good. Now go over there and explain that to your parents." I bet you've never been there before, have you? You know what? When I was thinking about that this morning, I found it and I thought, oh, I'll probably use that one. I was thinking about, this was when Chase was a little younger and he was playing for FC Tip, and we were in a game and it was just yucky weather. And there was, huh? Oh, sorry, what did I say?
You said FC.
Oh, FC Tip, soccer, yes. And anyways, so they were playing, and I had said something, and I was kind of loud, and I saw the head ref that stands out in the center kind of look over at me and gave me a look, and I'm like, okay, I'll keep my mouth quiet for now. And it was funny because the parents of our other parents, they all looked down at me. I want to talk to you again this morning about full of joy this morning, full of joy. And I was sharing with the kids, and it's okay, I'm going to kind of repeat a little bit, but about that Gobstopper candy. And it was supposed to be like the candy that lasts forever in the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movement. But as we all know, it didn't really last a long time, or it did really last a long time, but it didn't last forever. And you know, there are a lot of things in life that make us happy, make us laugh, make us joyful. It could be a funny video. It could be a great day at work or at school, or maybe practice. Those kind of things can lift our moods, but we all know that feelings fade from time to time. A lot of things that make us happy don't always last forever. And sometimes the next day we may wake up and feel totally different depending on the situation. Well, as we talked a little bit last week already about joy and the joy that we have, and that the joy that comes from the Lord that gives us strength, and the joy that we have because of it being of us being in Christ, as I talked about last week, I want to push those a little further this morning and talk to you about two other aspects of this full of joy idea. And so this morning we're going to look at, first of all, joy in the morning. Joy in the morning. Let me read you this passage again from Psalm 30, verse 5. And this is kind of my literal translation, using some Hebrew scholars, of what it says there. Catch this. Weeping may spend the night with us, but joy comes at dawn. It's a really interesting statement that's made. And it reminds me, and I think we all know this, it's not surprising, that some nights feel heavy. It's something happened during the day, and whatever it may have been with you, with work, with family, with kids, whatever it may be, a health report or whatever, and that night is just heavy on us. Sometimes we can't sleep. Sometimes our mind spins and our thoughts wander, and we might feel sad after something we faced that day, or we might be stressed out over a financial issue, or we may be sweating a problem that we're going to have to face at work tomorrow, or maybe we've just felt left out by friends or family recently, and it's hard. And when it's dark like that, our minds sometimes are overwhelmed. And it can feel like the sadness is never going to end. But Psalm 30 gives us a reason to sing today. And that is this. Even though weeping may crawl into bed with us at night, at dawn, joy. At dawn, joy. Something changes. The psalmist talks about that. He even talks about that even while we're sleeping, God may be working in our minds and spirits through the night. And something can change and happen. It doesn't mean that everything gets fixed. It doesn't mean God is going to take everything the next day away that we were going to face we won't have to face it. I wish it always worked that way, but we know life doesn't work that way. But it does mean that God is always working to bring healing and light and comfort and favor even in the dark. Mourning is often a symbol in Scripture of a new beginning or of a fresh start or fresh hope. And if you're in a hard spot right now, I want to encourage you not to give up, because God is with us and every day is a new day. Yes, we may still have to face what we're going to face, but like I was saying with the kids, if we understand and remember that joy is with us, we have to tell ourselves. And this is so true. We have to tell ourselves, God's joy is available. God's joy is with me. Jesus' joy is there, even though I don't feel joyful right now. Even though I'm angry right now. Even though I'm upset. And I've shared this before because I know how this works and I see it in my life. Is often when we're frustrated or angry or overwhelmed, we don't even think about the joy or what God says is available to us in that moment. Because we're so, that's why we have to remind ourselves and tell ourselves and remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That we are in Christ Jesus. And so his joy is with us. When he told the disciples, I give you my joy. My joy will be with you, even though I'm leaving and won't be with you anymore. And so if you're in a hard spot, don't give up. God is with us. Joy is on its way, and we've seen that happen. And let that promise carry you through the night till dawn. Joy in the morning. Second thing, is joy that lasts. Joy that lasts. So as I was sharing earlier in the question that arose, you know, there are a lot of things in life that make us happy, that fill our hearts with joy. But there are times when those things just don't always last forever. But the psalmist And Psalm 16 says that in your presence, there is fullness of joy. And I touched on this a little bit last week, but we're going to press it a little further this morning. There is a joy that arises from God's presence. There's something about being in God's presence. Now, we know God is with us and that God lives in us, but there's something about taking time out of our lives and allow His presence to just touch us. Or like we used to say back years ago, or at least some people that I know, and I at first when they first told me this, I didn't fully understand it until it was like, now I get it. There are times when we just need to soak. Some of you ladies, I'm not going to exclude men, but some of you ladies will remember, and I remember it. I mean, I'm a guy, but I remember it. How many of you remember the commercial that used to be on TV that said, "Calgon, take me away"? What was Calgon? What was this powder stuff that you put in your hot bath, and then you would get down in it and you would just soak and just forget about all your problems and everything like that? Calgon, take me away. It's funny how years later I still remember some of those corny commercials. You know, like, what the heck was his name? Mr. Whipple? Squeezing the Charmin? But I had this lady at the church when I was a teenager. She talked to me, and I remember one time she said, "Jason, you have to learn to soak in God's presence." And I found that there's a battle that goes on in life. We're so busy and have so many things going on that grab for our attention that we forget to soak. We forget to soak. Because when we soak in God's presence, the insecurities of life just kind of fade. Doesn't mean that they disappear, but they just fade in those moments. And even though the problems may be there when we get out of that God's presence, so to speak, just like getting out of that bath or jacuzzi tub or whatever you want to say, but we go away because we've been there, empowered in God to find life and that path of life that the psalmist talks about, that God leads us on, and that favor within. And that's where we go through then those difficult times, those frustrating times, those angry times, those painful times, whatever it may involve. Because in God's presence, then, we discover there is fullness of joy and eternal pleasures. It's the kind of joy that lasts and lingers no matter our circumstances. And I can't explain that, and I can't say that it always happens to me. But there are times when it does. I can remember one time, and I thought about this yesterday. It really started off from something my brother sent me in a text, but that made me think about this. But I remember I was 19, maybe, getting ready to go off, or 18, getting ready to go off to college. And I was at the fair helping my brother with the steers. And we found out that my sister, Terry, who was 34 years old, had passed away from viral meningitis. And my heart sank. I can still remember, I was standing right there at the cattle chute. We were working on one of the steers when Harry got the word from my dad and we found out about that. And my heart sunk. And I didn't know what to think of all that. And I kind of wrestled. But somehow along the way, God gave me peace and joy. And I can't explain it. And I knew it for sure because I don't even know who asked me. Somebody asked me to sing at her funeral. And I did, one of her favorite songs that she loved that I would sing. If some of you remember Ray Bolts' song, Watch the Lamb. If you know that one, that's what I sung. And all I can remember is praying, God, you have to help me get through this. You have to help me get through this, to sing it. And, you know, and right now I'm feeling some of those emotions right now as I'm thinking back to that. But God gave me peace, letting me know that she was with him and everything was going to be all right. And we would get to see her again one day, and that she was experiencing fullness of joy. That doesn't mean we're not sad when we lose people. That doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt and painful and all those things. But I found that joy that lasts no matter what. And it's a joy that comes from God. It is a joy from God. It's a joy with God. It's a joy in God, who is both life and joy, as the psalmist says. And when we spend time, and that's that whole thing about soaking, when we spend time with God, we connect with a joy that stays with us. When we draw close to God, we find a joy that lasts. It isn't going anywhere. You know, I choose to believe that and hold on to that. But more than that, I need to remind myself even more that that is true. And even though the path of life is full of change and stress and struggle, and sometimes we feel like life is only speckled with joy, we discover that those moments when it merges into that joy of experiencing God's face. And I want you to catch that, because the Hebrew word for God's, for presence, is the same Hebrew word that means face, God's face. And when we're told that in Scripture that God's face is shining upon us, that it lifts up our face, it means that we are rising above the discouragement, the depression, or the other things in that moment, because we have God's favor. And we discover how wonderful that is. So let me close with a couple questions. Where do you see God's lasting joy in your life right now? Is there something you need to trust God to bring joy into, even if it's not joyful yet? Full of joy. Amen and amen. Well, take a couple moments this morning and shake a few hands and spread the joy, so to speak, this morning. Thank you. All right, if you want to turn in your hymn books to 632, He Touched Me. Some of you know it. It's on the PowerPoint this morning. Or you can sing along there out of the hymn book if you prefer. 632, He Touched Me. Let's join together for our benediction. As we go, don't be troubled and don't be afraid. May Christ's joy embrace us. May God's presence surround us. And may the power and peace of the Holy Spirit fill us. Amen.